Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. With everything going on in America right now, the election, the pandemic, you may have missed an important piece of labor market news that dropped this morning. The Bureau of Labor Statistics announced today that American businesses added 638,000 non-farm jobs last month. This increase in jobs brought the U.S. unemployment rate down to 6.9%. While still extremely high by our recent standards, 6.9% represents almost half of the high point of unemployment at the peak of the coronavirus pandemic in April at 14.7%. And as I read this morning, I thought it might be useful to look back at just what has been the trend in unemployment, say from the last economic recession up until this one. Using the great data at the St. Louis Federal Reserve website, I took a look at unemployment over the last 10 or 11 years or so. It's good to remember that in October 2009, at the height of the last economic recession, unemployment maxed out at 10% in the United States. From that 10% high point in October 2009, it slowly but steadily declined all the way down to a low of 3.5%, hit twice, most recently in February of 2020, right before the pandemic set in. In March 2020, unemployment popped up from 3.5% up to 4.4% as the very first initial impacts of shutdowns and furloughs from COVID-19 started to trickle into the labor market. And then it shot up dramatically in April 2020 up to 14.7%, which was actually the high point of unemployment in the United States. Over the last 6 months, it's been steadily ticking downward to 13, to 11, to 10, and now in the October data showing 6.9%. In real number terms, that represents a reduction of about 12 million unemployed people. At the height of the coronavirus unemployment, about 23 million people were officially unemployed in the United States. That number sits at about 11 million right now. Slowly but surely, the economy is recovering. It may not feel like it, maybe not feel completely like that in your organization and your business, but these are good numbers and they're showing improvement. Hopefully into the remainder of 2020 and into 2021, we'll see us get back closer to that 4 or even 3.5% unemployment that we enjoyed prior to the pandemic. That's some labor market data for you on a Friday. And that's it from the HR Happy Hour Show and Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.